Now, my dearly beloved, I like to share with you my last testimony or my last story with you to tell you how God, as we abide in Him, hears our prayers by faith. It so happened that my husband and I were separated because he works in a city 3.5 hours away from Sacramento. I live in the city of Sacramento and we bought a house. And so his job was located in the city of Salinas, which is about 3.5 hours from the city of Sacramento. And every weekend, he would commute back to meet with me and stay in our house. Now, when he found that job in the city of Salinas, which is about 3.5 hours from Sacramento, I was operating my business in Sacramento. And of course, I attempted to go down to move my whole office to the city of Salinas where he works, because we are husband and wife. But for some reason, the Lord put a block right there because the particular office that I was about to rent in the city of Salinas all of a sudden was not made available. So I knew that this is not God's way, because there's a block, all of a sudden things are not smooth. However, my husband said, "You see, I am an engineer." My husband is an engineer and he's got a doctorate degree in engineering. And I said, "My job would only be in either the Silicon Valley, which is about, you know, the San Jose, Salinas area, about there. And there is no work in the city of Sacramento because I had such a specialized field in my study." He's got a PhD in engineering. And so I was stuck not knowing what to do. And I began to pray to the Lord God. I said, "Lord, where exactly do you want us to be?" And I prayed in my heart as I was driving back from Salinas back into my office. I began to pray in my heart, asking God for directions. And I said, "Lord, just give me an indication where I should be. What do I do with this problem?" So as I petitioned before the Lord God from my heart and I was driving the car alone, I entered into a restaurant and I met a couple of Indians. And we became friends simply because the last time when I ate in that same restaurant, I gave them my food because I ordered way too much and I gave them and it's brand new. It's just fresh. And so I gave them and of course we become friends. So this time we got into a conversation and I asked the gentleman, I said, "Where do you work?" And he said, "Well, I work in Intel." And I said, "Wait a minute, then you must be an engineer, isn't it?" "Yes," he said, "I am an engineer." "Well, I was told, my husband told me, that in this area, in Sacramento, they do not hire a PhD in engineering." And he replied to me, he said, "Not at all. In fact, I am hiring people, PhD engineering, to come through to work in Intel." Immediately I knew that the Lord had answered my prayers because I barely made that prayer when I walked out from my car into this restaurant and met with this gentleman. And so I knew that the Lord told me to stay in Sacramento, that there is a job for my husband. And before long, I asked to get his card, of course, and told my husband about this news. And so we became friends. Then, true enough, one day, it is not through this gentleman, but through somebody else, my husband got an interview in Intel. So he got a couple interviews from Intel, but after that, all of a sudden, Intel had a job freeze. In other words, the company, Intel is a huge corporation that is specializing in chip. I'm sure every one of us know of that company. And so there's a job freeze that does not allow my husband to be hired simply because it's a corporate thing, you know, where the CEO decide For the moment, for this period of time, there is no hiring whatsoever. And so my husband began to commute up and down, between Sacramento and Salinas for approximately 3 years. And there's no result from Intel. There's no news about that. And one night, my husband was so exhausted and so discouraged over traveling up and down between the two cities, because we live in Sacramento and he has to come driving up and down on the weekend. So one night, my husband was so discouraged. He said, "You know, I don't know where God is. Why am I commuting with no future of moving into Sacramento?" So my husband has lost his shield of faith. At this point of time, my dearly beloved, I decided to go up to my prayer room. I have a room upstairs that I dedicated strictly for praying. And so I began to go on my knees, began to pray and cry to God for mercy. And so I told the Lord God, I said, "Lord," I said, "have mercy upon us. We are husband and wife, and we are supposed to be married. And of course, as married couple, we are supposed to be together. However, if you want us to be temporarily separated, and perhaps you want us to learn to be patient, then," I said, "that's okay. However, it's been 3 long years, my Heavenly Father. Is it not time for my husband to come back into Sacramento?" So I petitioned before the throne of grace and asked for the precious blood of Jesus to wash away all of my sins, just in case my prayers is being blocked because I have sins. As I confessed my sins and cried to God with my heart, the Holy Spirit approved. And finally, I prayed before the Lord God. I said, "Lord, there is only two company I heard that can hire my husband. One is NEC, a Japanese company, and the other one is, of course, Intel. And I would like, Lord, my husband to work in Intel better than NEC." I said, "Heavenly Father," I said, "please hear my prayer. Lord," I said, "my brother is going to get married in the month of May. And I would like, Father, if it's good in your sight, please approve that that was about March. I said, by the beginning of April, that was close to end of March when I made that prayer. So I said to the Lord, by beginning of April, please approve for an interview from Intel. And by May, to have the job contract or hire my husband and the letter of hiring and final approval be signed. And of course, in June, when my brother got married, because we have to go back to Indonesia to attend the wedding with my husband. So after May, Father, in June, please let my husband come back to work in Intel." And all of a sudden, my heart was filled with absolute faith. And the Lord says, "Yes, agreed." So I came down from that prayer room and I told my husband, "Thus saith the Lord," just like a prophetess. I told my husband, "Listen, you will get an interview in April from Intel. And you will get a job offer written in May. And you will begin to work in June." So my husband went back and he moved to another city closer to Sacramento, an hour shorter in terms of distance. And it was the city of San Jose instead of Salinas. So my husband moved to San Jose. And when he heard what I've just said to him, as he drove back to his apartment in San Jose, he got a call in his answering machine. And the call says, "Please come for an interview with Intel." In actual fact, my husband called back to let me know that, "You know what? Intel has been looking for me for the past 2 weeks. So I told my husband, just like I said, "You will get that interview in April, you will be hired in May, and you will begin in June." My dearly beloved, just like young David, who says in verse 47, "And all this assembly shall know that the Lord saveth not with sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hands. Likewise, my battle upon the throne of grace was answered. My husband got the job interview in April, and letter of confirmations in May for hiring, and began to work in Intel in June." My dearly beloved, let us focus by faith upon the God who is absolutely lovely, merciful, and our real Heavenly Father. If you have problems, I can reassure you, if I had my prayers answered, you will also get your prayers answered, isn't it? Amen.